It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 2065, recorded Thursday, November 6th, 2025. This show rocks! This episode of the Giz Whiz Diggity has three more gadgets from Holiday Spectacular. I have a brand new theme for the month. What could it be? Plus, we get to find out what the heck was it, which I truly don't know what the heck it was, and get to see the new What the Heck Is It? Plus, Mo has his own What the Heck Is It for us all next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing blowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
And here he is, Surgeon General of Gadgets, Dick D. Bartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good. And you?
Doing good.
Surgeon General. I will be raising rates very soon.
Yeah, what other than the warnings, what else does the surgeon... There's a lot of positions in the government that have the general name, like you got the Attorney General, Surgeon General, and it, yes. it seems like an interesting naming convention. Are they generals of like an army, or are they just generally in charge of that
sort of area? I think it's generally in charge sort of thing.
Makes sense.
I'm not sure.
That makes a lot more sense. Well, I just got back from a fantastic trip to Austin, where we celebrated my grandmother, and it was full of love, and it just went off fantastically. The weather was fantastic, and it was just a really, really great weekend. So that's most everything that I got up to the last week.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why we didn't have you at the Halloween celebration.
Exactly.
We, Dennis and I, decorated Disneyland, and we did a Halloween Giz Fizz. And maybe you can just show the first 2 minutes of it or a minute of it.
Yeah, here it goes.
Ooh, yeah. All right, so we are going into Giz Fizz Halloween special.
Whoa.
Ooh. Unfortunately, can you still see it? The fog machine just gave up the ghost. Oh, whoa, what am I talking about? Gave up the ghost.
That's a spooky ghost is what it gave up.
We're gassing everybody. All right, so Giz... you know that Rogaine? The pharmacist said, don't take it all at once. And I thought, oh, what the hell?
I think I just saw an article about rats.
This is just
growing hair.
I think they used you
as an experiment. Mad science experiment.
Yes. Wait. Dwindle has been working here. Robo camera. Oh, Lindy, show that shirt.
Whoa.
And my sister-in-law, Dennis's sister, Chrissy. Oh, there we go. Oh, Chrissy. Oh, yeah. And show that. Oh, look at that. Great. And, I can't
did you steal
believe...
some of my Rogaine?
No, you still here.
Dennis' full face. Did Griselda wear anything?
She's in the dressing room right now.
She's in the dressing room. Okay, let me go back to my camera.
We could go back to us, Chad.
That is fantastic. That is...
it was great fun. And we have two more photos. Rachel said, of all things, she crocheted her costume. And she sent two photos.
Wow.
She said her new hobby is crocheting. And that she made two... Oh, my, look at all those.
I see an axolotl. I see so many.
She said,
birds.
The sweater weighs 15 pounds. And the skirt weighs 10 pounds.
And on the back, too. Wow.
Oh, my. I can't believe it.
I guess that's a little toothless.
She got almost all of them at the wobbles.com.
Wobbles.
And she said, if you're looking for a very basic way to get into crocheting, boy, that's an incredible, Rachel's in chat. Rachel, how long did it take you to make all these? Boy, that's pretty amazing.
I agree.
That's pretty amazing. She said, I made 80 of them since June. July, August, September. 80 in 4 months.
That is crazy. I assume one of those would take me 2 days to make. You know, maybe a week of planning, negotiating with time management, and then getting one of them done. That's...
Oh, and she said most aren't wobbles, but the wobbles are the best that she recommends.
Amazing.
And also, if you go into the crocheting over at Amazon, Rachel said she has a lot of reviews up over there.
That's really cool.
That's very funny.
I like it. I like it a lot. We may see, or this theme may pop back up later. Just letting you, that's a little hint. I'm teasing at it.
Okay.
Interesting. So let's jump into some gadgets, shall we?
Yeah, okay. It was Pepcom's holiday spectacular, and I found a great gift.
That will
all. A great gift for kids that will let you out of some grief.
Oh, I had no idea what Willow is, but Stacy is holding...
I'm holding Willow Brush Pad, which is the first automatic toothbrush for kids, specially designed for children, really 5 to 13. They fit it in their mouth, and you can see it on your thing. Nicole did, this is fun when they do. They start with the tap, they go right beat us, and it brushes the teeth for a minute, and then they turn it over, brushes the bottom for a minute, and it gets full brushing for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Just to make time. From a pediatric dentist. Rated is a great gift for holiday season because it's fun for the kids, and it takes away the nagging for the parents. There's also an app so the parents can make sure that the kids brush. And you know, the kids can play with the app. There are for awards and a whole bunch of different things that they could do with the app. There's also stickers that come. They could design their own Willow. And what we love is their smart sensor technology. So if they hold it wrong, it picks it back up, and it kind of works like Intel Inside. It's like a car wash for the mouth. It's great for kids to really teach them how they have it.
That's too big.
Yes, retail.
We have a bunch of deals bringing it down to $99 from now all through holiday stuff. It's a great stopping stuff. And what we love, it's a great gift because it really starts healthy habits, but it's full tap for the kids.
And how long will the post work?
So we have different brush heads. It's about 3 months. You have to feed it every couple of minutes. Small meeting in March. It comes also in the chew case, and it's foamy. So what's nice, you just, it's a little foam. Yeah, put it on or there, and the foam was designed to work directly with it. So we really love it.
Willow to look for. Well, so I'm gonna take my teeth back. They used to take and borrow this for the demo.
they took your dentures. Oh my gosh. Pretty cool. We've seen a few like toothbrush, you know, things like yes. auto all your teeth at once.
Yes, yes.
This is
the
different.
First one sort of aimed at kids.
I agree.
My favorite thing is she said it's a car wash for your teeth.
That's funny.
So
yeah. It's the typical kind of price for a auto toothbrush, you know,
yes.
around 100 to 200.
Yes.
I think it's interesting that they do kind of the top and bottom method, which a lot of the other ones don't. And then the brush moves a lot more than the other brushes that I've seen. A lot of them kind of just do the like sonic sort of brushing. This one really seems to move.
Yeah. And it has 34,000 bristles. And there was a dentist there also said that it cleans up to 7 times more plaque than just a regular brush. But I think what's fun about it is I think kids will like doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And be less hassle with, did you brush your teeth?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Also, you don't even have to ask the question, did you brush your teeth? It looks like you can just check the app.
You can.
You didn't brush your teeth. Sorry.
Yes, exactly.
I know.
And I believe there's some sound in there.
Oh, cool.
So that the brush... The kid is holding the brush the proper way.
Right,
which
right.
is also
right.
A plus for it.
I haven't seen much foaming toothpaste either. That seems like a new one. I assume it works just the same.
You know what? I bought some.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Yeah, because I remember a long time ago I bought that, you know, the vibrating brush.
Uh-huh.
I think it went 6 months and then it just stopped working. But I bought another one. But you really need to do that foamy stuff. I like the foamy stuff, but it's very expensive. It's like $12 and you get maybe, I don't know, 2 months of use out of it. Whereas a tube of toothpaste, I think I get 3 or 4 months of use out of that. Anyway, but I'm not even sure that I feel I'm brushing a lot with the cheap one I bought. So this one looks a little, just from the video, it looks like it's doing a fair amount of work.
Yeah, I agree. Pretty cool. Okie dokie.
Our next one, I think, for any kind of creative person who's out videotaping, will be interested in these.
Ooh.
I'm at Hollyland, and they have stuff that might be good for Hollywood, because they have an entire line of mic systems from Lark, and Sam is going to tell us it happened.
So hi, I'm Sam with Hollyland. We want to start right here, down with the Lark A1 right here. We'll just go like most consumer friendly to highest budget. So this is our Lark A1.
I would look.
This one's meant like entirely just for using your phone. So we have the lightning receiver, USB-C receiver. You just plug it right into your phone. Got a little magnetic bag right here. And you can record super easily right on your phone. And then.
What is this retail for?
For retails for about 40.
$40?
Yep.
Wow. Excellent.
This one, our Lark M2. This is our most popular one by far. You see a lot of like viral content streamers, interviews, anything like that. You'll see a lot of bees running around. So you'll see we have a camera receiver right here. Here using a bigger camera. If you're just using your phone, we have USB-C and lightning. And then same kind of deal here. Just leave a mic. Super high quality noise cancellation for the louder environments like the one that we're in. This one retails for about $130. It's on sale right now. It's about $100.
Sure.
And then right over here, the Lark M2S, very similar in quality. The main difference here is the form factor. You'll see right here.
It's like if I want to put this on.
This is what it would be, how it would actually look. It's very discreet. So we see these in the air views. Keynote speakers, anywhere where you don't want a logo. This is what, like, that's what marketed for. Both of these run for about, like, 8-9 hours on a single charge. You do work up to really 50 meters. This one is, in the slightest price, it's about 130.
To tell us.
Yeah, 8-9 hours of charge. And then this is our most professional grade one right here. Each microphone has 8 gigabytes of internal storage. 32-bit float audio, so highest audio quality
wow.
that we have to offer.
That's actually
runs for
amazing.
About 10 hours again. You'll have about 10 hours of internal recording on each microphone until they start to, you know, overwrite the oldest data.
We use the small ones, a
hammer receiver right here,
the light,
and then our USB-C receiver right down here. They come with a time code functionality, so any video, any files that you pull onto your editor, the audio is immediately synced up. And then if you wanted to, you can add these like audio monitoring earphones as well, additionally.
Okay.
These are $250, and then adding these brings us about $270. Yeah, this is our highest, high budget, most professional ones that we have to offer.
This is scary. Look, I've never seen the earphones. It's super
volume.
It's not very professional, perhaps too professional for me.
That's great. I think those are, it's really incredible. It goes from $40 up to hundreds of dollars.
Yes, and up to $279. But it's kind of unique because those earbuds that he showed are tuned to the transmitter so that you can be listening to the audio as you're recording, but they're also just regular Bluetooth if you want to play music through them. That's the Max 2, which you can buy with or without the additional headphones. But they, you know what? I heard the brand name, but I never saw them at a show. But yeah. My gosh, they make a ton.
Yeah, they really do.
Of stuff.
Yeah, they really do. It's one of those brands like, hadn't heard of you. Glad you were at a trade show. So yeah. I knew about them. Absolutely. I really like this one that had that sleek profile to it.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. And then going all the way up to having, you know, time codes and, you know, being able to monitor. Like, that's really, really cool. Really, really cool. The floating point audio, like 32-bit floating point audio, is really cool as well. So typically when you record, whenever you peek out the microphone, it's just peaked. You know, it's just, you don't have any more data. It's just, you're at the top. And with floating point audio, that peak doesn't exist. You know, the data keeps getting written even as you get louder and louder. And then you can bring that into software that understands floating point audio and levelate all that. A technology has been around for a while. There was a Zoom lavalier that I used when recording like some Disney content. And so I could record basically while the fireworks are going off. And I'm not worried that every firework is, you know, causing my mic to absolutely, you know, lose itself. Or when you're screaming on a, roller coaster, you're not worried that you're losing data because you're screaming too loud into the mic and it's just peeking out the mic, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. LARP or Hollyland. H-O-L-L-Y. L-A-N-D.
At first, I thought it was Holy Land. I said, well, is this a religious thing? No, it's Hollyland, sir.
Our mission is clear audio. Yeah, exactly. That's funny. Okay, pretty cool.
So our next guy, as he describes it, come up with a price in your mind, okay? It's like the ultimate flashlight, and this is it from Arc Pro.
I'm at Olight, and I'm with Sean, who's going to tell us about their latest product.
It is.
And it is called?
Brand new. It's called the Arc Pro. And it's our newest flat design flashlight. Okay. So most flashlights you see today are these big round things that are difficult to take with you. But these are built for carry. They're built for, just taking it on the go.
Okay.
Which is why it's so easy to slide this into your pocket.
Okay.
Right? So this is a very high-powered flashlight with a ton of different modes. The first mode I'll show you is going to be the spotlight mode. You can see that center hotspot right there in the middle. So that's going to give you good distance. Now, if I flip to the middle, the little dial, the hotspot goes away. So this is built for close-up illumination. So things that are near. Now, if I flip it to the left, we're going to go to a UV mode, which is great for checking counterfeit currency, scorpions, maybe an unsanitary hotel room. And oh my God. And then it's got a button on the side that's a green laser. And what's cool is because the laser's on the side, you can use all the other modes with the laser.
Right. And the laser we're using for
presentation, getting things out. And it has a class 1, which is good for Europe. And then we have the class 3R here for America.
Okay.
We've got a Type-C charging port on the side. And then we also had our magnetic charging, which is something we're known for. So it's basically just a little disc, attaches to the back, and then you plug it in. The little indicator there goes from red to green.
Wow.
Okay. And also in the center of the switch, you've got a lumen level indicator there on the left. And then on the right, you've got your battery level indicator.
Wow.
And that turns off after about 10 seconds. So
seems
it
pretty
you.
Expensive so
but
far.
But yeah, it's fun, yes. You know?
And what is it retail for?
I'm guessing 60.
Retails around 100.
Cheapest. Oh, yeah.
Black
100.
Friday.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
should
makes
be
sense.
A nice deal on it. They do come out Black Friday to the masses. But we're happy to show our newest model. This is our brand.
And Kermit, are all different colors?
Oh, yeah. So we're known for our collector community. We've got a Facebook group with 200,000 people in there talking about Olight all day.
Okay.
And those guys love to collect all these different colors. So we've got our new silver graphite, which is a two-tone, matches my shirt.
Oh, okay.
We've got the OD green, very popular colorway. We got the bright orange. We also have the new fighter pilot edition here. So it's got this kind of bomber jet look to it. Gun metal. And then we also have the matte black, which feel that we're really nice finish.
Rare. Nice and hefty.
Very beat
clip. Yeah.
Stainless steel belt clip. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, light. And the name of this series is?
This is the Arc Pro.
Yeah.
Take a picture. I'll take a picture.
I like it. I like it a lot. This seems like, $100 for a flashlight. Obviously, I'm not going to be buying it anytime soon. But this seems like the flashlight for flashlight enthusiasts.
Yes,
like,
the fact that they have 200,000 on Facebook.
Exactly.
Chumley
exactly.
said that he's a new fan of Olight flashlights.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they were not giving away samples. So.
I was thinking 60, or I was trying to say it was 60 at the cheapest, 150 at the highest, and then I
yeah.
also saw PC guys
yeah,
say
someone in chat said yeah. maybe up to 150. Now, he mentioned Black Friday, and I looked on their latest press release. So starting November 14th through the 1st of December, it's 20% off everything, I believe, at their website. So
they have, I assume, a whole bunch of series. Yeah, there are Pro.
They do. They make different colors. And I also like that little clip-on charging. But you can use USB-C, but you can just stand it on the little charger. They're really for flashlight
enthusiast, like oh, that's a, when I saw that fast charger, I was thinking to myself, who, why, you know, like what, like that is a feature I have not seen on flashlights, a magnetic, yeah. like almost like a MagSafe, you know, not knockoff, but you know, inspired like mm-hmm. magnet charger, and then I was thinking, well, who would love that? Someone who uses their flashlight every day, who needs to make sure it's charged every day, who wants to just quickly throw it on there. And every feature of this was like, okay, this is for like the flashlight mega user. Like I can't leave the house without my flashlight.
And it fits in your pocket.
Right. It fits in your pocket. It has the clip. It's really durable. It has the laser integrated in. That's right. And it's like, who's going to spend $100 on a flashlight? It's got to be the flashlight enthusiast, I think of other flashlight brands, you know, you can think of the obvious ones, you know, like I think Energizer even does like flashlight brands. But like Nikkor is the only one that I could really think of.
Wasn't Mega, there was a very high end brand called Mega somebody, chat room, anybody remember? Mega Light, was it called?
And then there was Maglite.
Maybe Maglite. It was Maglite.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Here it is. Nikkor was the brand I was trying to think of. This is another flashlight brand I can think of.
Oh, my goodness.
But even their, you know, and their product design is not the same, you know, and they're... The aim of the company just doesn't seem the same as this one. Interesting. Like, really, really yeah. interesting. So, yeah, I'm glad you took a look. Pretty cool.
Check them out at Olight.
Yeah, Oh, light.
Oh, boy. Now what's coming up?
It's time to get a bit crappy.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. It's a new month, so it is a new theme. We asked the patrons, and the theme options were craft slash learning gadgets suggested by Sims to Rachel.
Oh, I wonder why.
Exactly. She mentioned the crocheting that she's been getting into, and so I used it as inspiration for any of the craft gadgets that kind of come as a kit, or any of those learning gadgets, like any of the science or any of that type of thing. Thanksgiving food gadgets. So the idea was to kind of go back to the food kitchen category, but with a twist, is that each gadget needed to be paired with a Thanksgiving food item. So it couldn't just be, you know, say a knife. It needed to be a knife made for cutting cranberry sauce or something like that. I wanted to pair it with a Thanksgiving dish and then find the gadget. Anyway.
Okay.
Or cold weather gadgets, getting cold, seasons are changing, warm gadgets, that type of thing. So craft slash learning, Thanksgiving food gadgets, or cold weather gadgets.
Boy, I'm in with cold weather gadgets.
Cold weather gadgets, okay. It was close voting. Coming in at third place was Thanksgiving food gadgets. Some people didn't like that.
Okay,
so second place was in between second and first was either cold or craft, and the winner is crafting gadgets. Sorry, Dickie D.
Oh my gosh.
These were the results. We got the only... was tight, though. It was a pretty tight race, and we got some great comments for the future. So if you're a patron and you have a theme for December that you want to throw my way, please do that in the comments of the poll. And crafting slash learning gadgets is on the list. And I'll say, I'm not doing it this week because I was worried it would take too much time. But one week.
You're going to crochet something?
One week. I found the brand that was mentioned.
Funny.
So this will be a gadget in the future. I thought that was fun.
Oh my gosh!
Nod to that. Okay, so in the meantime, this week here is the gadget that we took a look at. Okay, so here we are with the first of our craft slash learning gadgets. And on short notice, I had to go to a physical store nearby, so I headed to Walmart and their craft section, and they have a whole line over here, Hello Hobby, of different craft things. So I really only wanted to pick one thing from the line, but kind of just show you a whole bunch of stuff. Some of the things that I saw, these little fabric poke art kits are kind of fun. There's some sort of like felt packs, and I saw these as like a sketch board that you paint on. So there's all sorts of things in this line. One of them I saw and I laughed out loud inside of Walmart. It was the decorative rock kit. It just spoke to me. I just needed to pick this one up. And by the weight of it, there are rocks in here, which is absolutely fantastic. So what comes in the kit? Looks like we're getting some paint, a few rocks, some rhinestones, and a paintbrush. Let's not just look at the back, though. Let's dig in.
Is this from the company that used to make pet rock and they didn't know what to do with
them? That's what I'm thinking.
Here we go. We got the instructions. We have our paint kit with the paints, the rhinestones, and the brush. And then we have our rocks. And I didn't realize this, but they are already printed with words on them, like be kind.
What?
And the planet that we saw I guess, here on the front of it. So, like, you could fill in, you know, if you paint within the lines. Ooh, look at that. There's no way I'm going to stay within those thin lines with that brush. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so there are the rocks. I feel like the instructions, while they're nice to have, I don't really need. The one thing I'm curious, though, is, are these rhinestones here? Looks like they're already adhesive. Can I just pull this off and then stick it right on the rock? Do I need glue? No, I don't need glue.
Oh,
okay,
good.
So we're gonna start with a few rhinestones on this Be Kind rock. I've added two rhinestones. Oh my gosh, there's rhinestones on the paint as well. What on earth is up with these rhinestones? Let's open up a paint. There we go. Let's use our brush here. I'm going to scoop
out
some paint.
That's a fat brush for...
We got to be careful, because on this set, there's no do-overs. If I accidentally mark the set, it'll be there forever. Okay, I'm going to try to stay... Honestly, let me paint some petals. How about that? I'm not going to even try. I'm dyslexic. I can't even try these letters. So let me try to stay... Wow. It's as accurate as I expected.
Oh, my...
There's no way... There's no way. Okay, we're just going to take the creative liberty. I was trying to stay within the lines, but there's two lines. I couldn't stay within the first lines.
Oh, you know what? That's not bad what you're doing.
Here we go.
We're
just
going to
make our petals happen here. It's all about the art, right? It's about the emotion, not really about staying inside the lines. There we go. Okay. That's pretty nice. I guess we've got somewhere. I'm going to go ahead and just go crazy, though. We're going to open up a new paint can. This is a neon pink color. Wow, that's way more neon once I've opened it up. I'm going to take the green on here, and we have to do a ceremonial giz whiz. So I'm going to take this, and I'm going to do the mustache in green. And then, aren't there little eyeballs on the giz whiz logo?
Yeah.
And then we're going to take this, I'm going to scoop up a ton of it, and we're going to do a circle. Here, I'm going to move the rock. There we go. Wow, look at this technique. We're going to connect that up there. There we go. The GizWiz logo.
That's not bad.
Right,
that's
here,
not bad.
There you go. Okay, the first of our decorative gadget, our learning gadgets. Back to you guys.
So here they are, dried and all finished. Here they go. There's the Be Kind. So when I made it really thick, it actually worked out really well. So it's less like translucent where it was really thick. And then kind of where it's thin, the color didn't really work out so great. But if you kind of get it on there thick, there they go.
I think kids have fun with this.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And they were inexpensive, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me show you the exact price online. Here it is. $3. There you go.
What? Oh, that's unbelievable.
So, yeah, it was, and that, like I said, like a lot of the things in here, let's take a look at some of the others. All really inexpensive, you know, and some were more involved than others. Like, you know, this one that I mentioned before is about the same thing. You just kind of get the brushes and the canvas. Some kind of felt a bit more involved. Let's see if we can go to the Hello Hobby section here. So yeah, I thought it was a good starting point.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you wanted to just pick up something, it's like if you wanted something to do with the kids.
Yeah,
go pick up one of these. It's not the worst idea. So there you go. So now we will be taking a look at a whole bunch of kits or trying a few things, crafts, or learning throughout the month. So thank you to our patrons for voting on the poll. With that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
All right, the email's from Mo, and it simply says, guys, try to guess what this is.
Okay.
And it's difficult.
Okay, here we go. Oh, if the, there it goes. If it would load. Here it goes.
All right, I have another guess what the heck is it. It's 4x4. Take a look, player one.
Paper.
Turn it around.
No.
It doesn't open. This is the device. The whole device.
No, what's this right here?
It doesn't open. It's the whole device is exactly that way.
A magnetic
what?
Picture frame.
You don't pull it out or anything.
Definitely not a picture frame because, you know, that'd be too obvious.
So it doesn't open?
Let me guess.
You're going to say a polarized thing, but the other side is blank.
It's to hold. It's to hold your phone.
Nope. Next.
It's to block something. Oh, sorry. I became number two. So the picture doesn't go in there?
Nope. It's the device is used that way.
Okay, so it's to block something?
Is it like a mirror for like a camera or a photo?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What?
It's to block light from coming in?
What would be that
size? You use it this way. You use it like this.
Flat like that?
Yep.
Where would I use
this? You throw it on the ground and then it pops up.
Give me an answer.
Okay, where would I use this?
Where would I use this?
Tech people would use it. I'll give you this much. Repair people would use it.
I have an idea.
To put like the screws on top of it.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Do you use it for like?
To put glass.
I was gonna say
anything
like small glass pieces.
Nope. Any more guesses? Like I said, it used.
I'm wondering if it has to do with magnets.
Or looking at.
You are right.
It has to do with magnets. That's what I'm wondering.
I don't see. So you would put something there.
I think you have it, Joe.
Oh, my gosh. It's because I've seen it before, but I would have never guessed.
Through this, you can see it.
A light of some sort?
Nope.
So I don't want to ruin it. Yeah.
Okay, one quick hit. Anybody have any idea? It's my iPad.
The reveal. Oh, my gosh. He got me with the title.
I don't know. Something with the...
I don't know.
What is that? Huh? I didn't know that existed. That is so amazing. It's like alienware. No pun intended.
So it lets you see inside the iPad?
What is that? What are you looking at?
That's the glass screen.
That is the...
Isn't that like the...
Those are the microchips.
Yes, thank you.
Nope.
No?
I don't know what those are.
So I don't know if Dick and Chad figured it out or the chat room, but this is called the magnetic... field viewing.
Oh, a few people
film.
Did.
Oh, it's
yeah,
magnetic.
You can see magnetic forces.
So it allows you to do like a pre-scan of the iPad.
So you can
you
see all the, all the magnets within the iPad or your phone.
So you know how to open.
So this is my iPhone 16 Pro, and you can
There's a big magnet.
You can see the MagSafe.
Yeah, the MagSafe ring.
The magnet for charging. That might have been the magnet for the speaker. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So you can see the complete magnet.
You can see the line.
Yeah, a speaker needs a big old magnet to move a membrane, so that'll have a magnet.
So, I hope you liked the video. I thought this was really cool. Didn't know it existed. Now you guys know it exists. Yeah. Thank you for watching. Bye now.
That is some neat stuff, because the only... So, I had seen, like, MKBHD has a film that he uses. His film... It works almost like that felt on a couch that, like, you push one way and it stays and you push the other way.
Oh,
your fingers.
Yeah.
It's like that, where it stays in the magnetic position that it was last in. And so you can kind of see ghost outlines of the past things he kind of put it on. So that was absolutely, the one that Mo has doesn't work that way. It has almost like a film that, like, pops back into nothing when there's no magnetic film. Or no magnetic presence, and Mo's looked way cooler than the one that I saw MKBHD use. I really like that. I think that's a
Why would you need this?
Mostly to do what he's doing, is to kind of just inspect where the magnets would be. Now, an engineer might want it if, say, they were going to, like, want to use the magnets on the device to 3D print something and then, like, use the magnets that are already there so it'll connect.
I see. You know where they were.
Yeah, just to know where they are, be able to see them, measure them. And kind of, or like diagnose a problem, you know, maybe you might be an engineer that works with an electric motor and you're trying to see like, you know, I think there's a magnet under this thing, but there's plastic in the way. Let me see. Okay, there it is. You know, that's the type of thing, that you would, I guess, use it for other than just being curious minded like Mo. And
if you knew where the magnet was, could you like stick paper clips on the back and they would stay there? Or is the magnet not?
I mean, yeah, you'd be able to. Well, I guess you'd use it, find the magnet, remove it, and then you could stick them.
And then stick the paper clip.
Yeah,
or whatever,
if the magnet's strong enough. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Pretty cool stuff. It's only $16. Yeah,
if you want the slightly bigger one, it's 35.
Yeah, 2 inches. 2 inches cost a lot extra. But I like it. You know, I wonder if there's... See, like, this is kind of something that I had seen before. But I don't know if the...
Wow, $60.
Yeah. So you can kind of see that, like, it had left marks there, and they stay there. It's almost like an Etch-a-Sketch, where it's just like, it stays.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so there's ghosting of the past, what you've put it on in the past, on these other products. So the one that Mo showed didn't do that, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, it stayed.
It's like one of those pads that when you lift the top sheet, it vanishes what you had put there.
Right. And then the other thing is that it did have a little bit of color coding, so you could kind of see like, oh, the force was stronger there than somewhere else. Anyway, I like his a lot. If you were looking at something like this, you know, like
yeah.
That's some pretty cool features in the little magnetic paper. Pretty cool stuff. Thanks, Mo, for sending that over.
A lot of fun.
With that, let's head to...
Wait a minute. We need more videos.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
Thank you, Dick.
I just wanted to mention that. Anything to do with a gadget? Okay, new gadget, old gadget, our very favorite, something that you bought years ago, paid a lot of money for, and today is almost worthless. But you can't throw it out because you loved it when you bought it. Old tech is a wonderful thing, but it can be anything, okay? New, old, just as long as it's a gadget. Make a little video, landscape format, 1 to 3 minutes. Put it up on YouTube. You can click unlisted when you upload it, and that way only people with the URL will be able to see it. And email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And we'll show it here. You'll become not very rich, not very famous, but we'll have a lot of fun with it. And you'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you.
We hope it puts a smile on your face. That's about what we'll give you. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, exactly.
It's funny. Chumley said in the chat that they use the magnetic paper for their engineering. Which is interesting. So that's pretty cool stuff. With that, let's head into the letter. Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Now, I think Stephen H. was also in chat. He writes in and says, I was at Costco yesterday. And the Anker Solex 300 is on sale for $109 until November 17th. I think Chad said he has one and likes it. This seems like a pretty good deal. Did you get one of those, Chad?
Yeah, I got a similar one. It's like
a similar.
It's
okay.
Not this exact generation, But yeah, and it has that exact solar plug and things like that. And I really, really liked mine.
And
really
a little pop-up light on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently it's $40 off between now and November 17th.
And that fast charge, the 100-watt charger is nothing to shake a leg at either. I mean, just getting a 100-watt wall plug would cost you $30 to $40. Yeah. You know, like, that's a really good deal, too. That's great.
And he said, Dick, if you happen to use this on the show, here's another weird gadget, the Haptech Gaming Vest. $300.
Whoa.
He said, I don't game anymore, but it looked interesting.
Steven yeah.
H.
I would have to try it, but this seems absolutely ridiculous.
What?
I mean,
well, like if you get shot in the back, do you suddenly feel a pang in your
back? I guess, yeah. Or maybe you're listening to music more into the music than anyone else. Yeah, I mean, I get like that. My first reaction was, oh my gosh, this is silly. But I guess if you are trying to have situational awareness in a game and you get shot in the back, you know, you don't have to try to like look at the screen. You know, a lot of games, like the screen will flash in the direction that you're getting shot at. You know, that's a little hard to tell. So I guess you could tell, turn around. I guess, you know, but you'd have to make sure that the game was compatible with this, with the Woozer, with the Woozer high fidelity. It was, you know, I wouldn't.
Yeah, and only one review.
Yeah, I wouldn't. This seems like the stuff that they sell in the old Sky Mall.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think I won't be partaking in the haptic suit vest thing. Stephen H., that's pretty funny. Thank you for sending that over. Also, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting us every single week. We really appreciate it. If you like the show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. I'm excited because we get to find out, right before I talk about the live stream and everything, I want to talk about what the heck is it and what the heck was it, because I'm so excited to check out gizwiz.biz and find out what the heck was it. Oh my gosh, I don't know what it was, Dickie D.
Okay.
What was this thing?
This is, I think I might have put a picture of it in the answer up top. There it is. It is a microwave splatter cover.
Oh my gosh.
With a steaming device. So I guess you can add water to things that you're microwaving. I tell you, actually, 5 people still got it.
Wow.
Yes, but a lot less people because it is very difficult to come up with a gadget that Google doesn't tell you. It depresses me. I shoot from every single angle, and I finally get it, and I put it up on Google. Google says, oh, yeah, that's this, and nails it every time. So
you got to get smarter. Yeah, it has a weird...
Isn't that weird? I didn't even know this thing existed. And I think it's $20. I can't even remember.
$20.
Yeah, $20.
Oh my gosh! Well, that is a great. That is a great.
Yeah, and I had to buy one just so I could take a picture of it.
That's hilarious. But of course, we love the funny answers, the weird answers.
Oh yes.
Oh my gosh!
I'll just run them. A bubble window for a 1976 groovy Chevy van. NASA space helmet fit check for your head size. You heard of a Webby? This is a TV. a chrome dome counter, a chrome dome countdown shows you when you need to shave.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's very funny. A porthole for a homemade submarine. Training mask for Darth Vader. A device to see how you look to fish when you look in an underwater porthole. and there is a thing like this. A doggy fence window.
Yes, I've seen them before. Yes.
But this one has a treat feeder. A 360 Smart. Protection mask to protect Dickie D from the elements as he boats around New York. A diving helmet with a slot to pass food through so you can feed yourself.
That is funny.
The Dick D modern see-through clock. A vintage astronaut helmet modeled by the Funny People Modeling Agency. And this is also very funny. Half of a cone of silence.
Oh, so my gosh. That is funny.
Talk to yourself privately. Is that funny?
Yes.
And finally, in voice training, the patient speaks into the reflector so they can hear and cure any undesired accent. So
that's funny.
We love the funny. The funny answers are really the reason I do this. Is it,
yes.
Is it,
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
The cone of silence, did you know that? So the cone of silence was like a joke that was on an old sitcom TV
yes,
show,
yes,
right?
Get smart,
right. And the joke was once you enter the cone of silence, neither party could hear each other was the joke. Did you know that I've seen clips and interviews of, I guess, some high-ranking intelligence officers that had seen that clip and then were shocked. Had you heard this story? They were shocked about the clip because they had been trying to invent this exact technology like internally. It's like a room where you could talk to each other. Like, how'd they find out about our cone of silence?
How funny.
So that was pretty funny.
Well, you know, at CES a couple of years ago, there was this thing you wore.
Yes. It was like a white noisemaker.
Yes, yes. So that you could be on the phone in a crowded elevator and no one could hear your conversation.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know what happened to that.
Okie dokie. Now back to what the heck is it? We have a new gadget.
The new gadget to stare at.
Here it is. Not just a piece or a part of a gadget, but the whole gadget.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is obvious to me. This is a design for a big gulp glass. You can take a big gulp. Or if you were on a diet, you could take a small gulp. So you just need a little small gulp. You got a little side option there for you.
Little gulper.
Right, right. So you're just having less.
We can trademark it.
You can have less. Still drink the whole thing, but just have less every single time.
And you're on a really good diet.
If you think you know what this is, get a guess and over at gizwiz.biz. I went a little out of order, so head on over to gizwiz.tv. That's where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time, except we have a schedule change for you coming up on Thanksgiving. We will be recording the show on Friday instead of Thursday.
Thanksgiving Day, yeah.
Yes, instead of Thanksgiving Day, we'll be recording the show on Friday. So please adjust your calendars accordingly. If you want to watch the show live, just tune in to gizwiz.tv. We'll update the website with a live stream close to the show time starting. That is 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. And if you miss the show, it's there on our website or on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts all over the internet. Once again, head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a reminder, head on over there. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? And that about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.